And it is 7:44. We're at a very pleasant 55 degrees outside this morning. Looking for a little more sunshine. We've got some clouds. It'll be all right. Humidity is at 72%. Wind out of the west at 3. Barometer is at 29.8 inches. And we are joined for a community conversation, as we are at this time every Wednesday morning, by Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you're going to start out the beginning here saying we talked last week about making that that horror movie with literary connections list kind of thing. Yeah, completely forgot it till right now. So if did you do yours or do we do this next week?
Well, let's do it next week. I want to see what you come up with.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. We will plan ahead for that for next week then.
All right.
But speaking of next week, there's a lot going on at the library next week, too.
Yeah, really kind of a surprising amount.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you got to keep librarians busy. Otherwise, we cause trouble. So.
Yes, mischief.
You can't have that. So, and you can tell by who is most prone to get into mischief by who has the most programs going on, and that would be Terica.
There you go. All right.
Tons of stuff going on for kids coming up this week.
Including more Story Time to Go kits?
Yes. Next week's Story Time to Go, I think we're on E this week. I think we're out of the whole kit, but there are a couple of elephant E's for elephant-themed activities out on the table. But we'll have Story Time to Go kits starting Monday morning right at 9 a.m. And next week it's F is for fish. So pick them up on the first floor there while supplies last.
All right, that sounds good. And then it's a Zoom show, a couple of nights of Zoom shows, starting out with a balloon show.
Yes, Marty Pants is a children's performer that we've had at the library before, and he puts on a really, really wonderful show. So Monday the 12th at 6:30, he's going to be live on Zoom. It'll be a hilarious balloon show with about 10 minutes of questions and answers afterwards where kids can ask Smarty, the balloon performer, anything. And he's a fun, educational guy, and it's a really fun program to tune into. So it's totally free. And the great thing about virtual shows is that every kid has a front row seat. You know, you're not trying to see over that one kid in the front row who won't stop standing up. Nope, you're just at home having a good time. And during the live Zoom presentation, Smarty Pants will teach the children how to make a fun toy out of balloons. So you can stop by the library's information desk on the first floor and have a little pack of balloons to take home for the show. Or you can buy a pack of at least 10 anywhere around town. You do have to register for Smarty Pants for the balloon show. So we can send you the Zoom meeting ID the day before the program for security purposes. So if you want to register, you can stop by our website to see how or get in touch with Terica at the library.
All right. You know, my question for him would be?
What?
Did your parents really name you Smarty Pants?
That, you know, they had high expectations.
I guess.
I'm sure if you, to become a balloon performer for children, you've got a lot of expectations in your household.
And when I was living over in western part of the state, the pastor at the Baptist church was a balloon animal master.
Excellent.
Go figure, you know. but yeah, in fact, he worked sometimes as a clown and did, but balloons were his specialty.
His passion.
There you go.
I love it.
Yeah, so Teen Tuesday's going on.
They absolutely are. So every Tuesday at noon, I post a new video on YouTube with activities and books and movies and music and anime and stuff that I think teens will enjoy. So I've got, my idea is sort of to try to reduce stress and get away from screens if we can. So if you want to check out yesterday's video, I talk about all kinds of good things. The podcast Song Exploder. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
Oh, the host sits down with musicians and dissects how they made their famous songs. And he has all kinds of guests and They just released 4 episodes that are essentially like the podcast, but on Netflix. So you can actually see the process. And ever since watching the Netflix show, I have Losing My Religion by REM stuck in my head. It's been a week.
Ah, okay. All right.
Just can't stop thinking about how they made that song. Hmm. And so that's one of my recommendations from Teen Tuesday. But there's new stuff to do every week.
Is it just the song or the video for the song? It's the song, right?
Just the song. Okay. Just the song.
All right.
And getting into the instrumentation and the arranging and the backing vocals and all sorts of fun stuff. It's it was fun. It was entertaining. So if you want to check it out, I have a link to it on the Teen Tuesday video on our YouTube channel.
Along those same lines, have you ever... This was out around a few years ago, about the time David Bowie passed, I think. You ever heard the version of Under Pressure that's just the vocals from Freddie Mercury and David Bowie?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Incredible.
Yeah.
Breathtaking.
So, yeah. So kind of along the same lines. I mean, if somebody would have, you know, sat those two down and had them explain what they did with that song, it would have been kind of the same idea.
Oh, yeah. It would have been just fantastic. And to see kind of how it all, you know, a lot of Queen songs are like that. You know, how did We Will Rock You come about?
You know?
And I'd watch a whole documentary.
And what were you on when you wrote Bohemian Rhapsody?
What was that about? Exactly. What is going on there?
Exactly. So, and then also coming up next Tuesday, we talked about this last week, but, we'll give you an update, I guess, this morning on the Salem witch trials.
Yes. So Tuesday, the 13th at 7 p.m., Jessica Michna, who's a wonderful historical reenactor, will be live on our Facebook page portraying Goody Rebecca Nurse, who was hanged as a witch in Salem back in the day. So it's a really, really interesting historical reenactment program. And we did have you had the opportunity to show up in person, but we had really, really limited capacity because of, we have to these days. And so in-person attendance is full. So we're really, really glad that so many people were interested in stopping by and signing up. But if you still want to catch the program, it'll be live on Facebook, on our Facebook page at West Bend Community Memorial Library, Tuesday at 7 o'clock.
All right. Sounds good. Also,
I'm excited about it. It sounds spooky.
Yeah. She should do it in the basement.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Did you see that picture?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I did. Snow Story Walk for October is out. I saw that. Saw the first panel when I stopped on Monday to pick up some materials.
Oh, it is very cute. So a story walk is we have stakes, kind of yard signs in the library lawn to each stake is a different page of a children's book. And there are some different activities you can do as you walk around the library and back toward the park to read the whole book together as a family and do some of the actions. It's really, really cute. And the October book is Pumpkin Trouble by Jan Thomas, which I did do the whole story walk on my lunch break the other day, and it's so cute.
Oh, okay.
It's a really great story.
Ah, I see.
So check it out before it gets too cold.
Right. This would be a beautiful day to go and take that walk. So, hey, so we talked last week that I had the DVD of Cats on reserve and picked it up and the new film, not the film stage version.
Yeah. Cats 2019.
Yes. which really was kind of became kind of Cats 2020 in my mind.
Right? You know, is that really where it all started to get a little nuts?
You know,
was Cats the tipping point?
And I made it about 15 minutes. And that was it. The first thing I thought was, do all these cats have mange? Because their fur is all so short. That was it.
Yeah.
If that's where you started, and then that's kind of what was in my mind as I'm watching it, and I got to the point, I'm just like, no more Jellicle, no.
I love the original musical. I love it so much that I went and saw the movie in the theater and I was the only person there.
Right. Yeah.
But it's not one that I feel the need to watch again.
No. Nope. I was
as charitably as I can put it.
I was quite happy to put the DVD back in the Dropbox where it sat for 4 days to be quarantined and probably should sit for longer.
Right. What if it just got lost in the quarantine room?
Yeah, you know, so
it should almost be a viral challenge. You know, how long do you make it in Cats 2019?
There you go. Oh, yes. Oh, man. So I should mention again, library materials being quarantined for 4 days. So don't get nervous if you get that email saying you've got material that was already due and you've dropped it off, right?
Yep, if you've dropped it off in one of our drop boxes so we can quarantine it, we ask that you don't bring it up to the desk to return unless it's something that you really, really need to, like a story time to go kit or a microscope that doesn't fit in the drop box.
Right.
Then we'll put gloves on and take it back to the quarantine room ourselves. But as long as it fits in the drop, if you can put it in the book drop at the back of the building or right when you walk in the front doors, we'd really appreciate that. And then, the current guidance says leave it alone for 4 days so your staff doesn't get sick, and we want to avoid that. So we appreciate your patience as we take our time getting those going. They do get backdated at check-in, so when we take it out of the drop, we put a little post-it note on it that says, oh, this came back on October 7th, and
sure.
We check it in on the 11th. We don't penalize you at all for that.
Right. And the library hours are?
Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Fridays 9 to 6, and Saturdays 9 to 1. And I do want to remind everyone that a face covering is required while using the library. And we do have a social distancing policy that's up on our website if you want to read the full details. But the gist of it is, keep your visits brief, limit the number of people in your group as much as you can. And if you do need help requesting items or you want to learn more about, I can't make it to the library or I can't wear a face covering, what can I do? Give us a call. The number is 262-335-5151. And we really appreciate everybody who's, the masks aren't always super comfortable, so we appreciate everyone taking that extra step to help keep us safe and keep the library open. And I appreciate that because I had a lot of friends who got furloughed or have been laid off entirely during this whole thing. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you. I like being a librarian. I like having a job for a separate, financial reason.
Right.
But, that's how it goes. And if you do have any questions about anything I've talked about today or the library in general, like I say, 262-335-5151 or the website is westbendlibrary.org. We're also on Facebook and Instagram and, of course, YouTube. I don't know how responsive I am to YouTube comments for that. I don't even know if I get an email if that happens.
Oh, okay.
So calling is probably the easiest way.
Probably the best, huh? Well, so next week, all right, we'll do our list of movies with some library literary connections. Ooh, they could even have library connections, I suppose, couldn't they? Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
We'll see where we go with this. All right, I got to remember to do that. In the meantime, I did find something with the most iconic quotes from scary movies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you the top four.
All right.
Number four. Then you can tell me the movie. Number four. You're going to need a bigger boat.
Oh, that's from Jaws.
Okay. Number three. They're here.
Oh, Poltergeist.
Yes. Number two. Here's Johnny.
Stanley Kubrick's The Shining.
Woo-hoo. There we go. Hey, also literary. That was a book first.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
That'll be on the list. And number one, I see dead people.
Really? The Sixth Sense?
Yeah.
Huh. I guess that is pretty iconic. Yeah.
Other ones on the list, It's Alive. And, and do you like scary movies? And, of course, a boy's best friend is his mother.
Oof.
And on that note, I think we should probably call it a day. And I'll go sitting down in the basement in a rocking chair, and you could do that in the basement.
Dress
there.
Up, get a nice. I could do that in the basement. There's even a rocking chair.
See, ooh, look at the options. There could be your Halloween card photo.
Ideas. Halloween cards should be more of a thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Thanks, Hannah. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'm looking forward to your list.
All right. Yeah. I'll try to remember to do it this time. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. That's our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. We chat every Wednesday morning about this time.